This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Viva Guadalupe. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and today I am blessed to be joined by Sister John Dominic. She is one of the four original co-founders of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. She also oversees the Spiritus Sanctus Academies in Michigan, and Sister is also the creator of the Education Virtue Program, which provides an overview of defining, teaching, and demonstrating the basic building blocks of living a virtuous life. As well, the Education and Virtue Program offers practical tools for implementing the virtues in the classroom, at home, and beyond. Also, Sister is overseeing the celebratory initiatives as 2017 marks the 20th anniversary of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. So, Sister, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, what a year.
I know. It's pretty exciting. Yeah.
You got Fatima. You have the Charismatic Renewal. You have a 20th anniversary
of your
order. Wow. Great stuff. So let's just talk a little bit about the Education and Virtue Program first. Can you tell us a little bit about what the program is and why you started it?
That's a great question. It's a loaded question, so You don't have 24 hours, right?
No, I don't.
How much do I have, like 5 minutes? Or
we got plenty of time.
No, education and virtue, I've been involved with Catholic education myself now for over 30 years. I'm currently a principal of a grade school, but my community, the Dominican Sisters of Mary, where our primary apostolate is Catholic education. Mm-hmm. So one thing, though, which is important to understand when we talk about living a virtuous life, it isn't something that's kind of like just for the classroom. We talked about, you mentioned the 100th anniversary of Fatima, and we just had the canonization of those two beautiful saints, Francesco and Jacinta. They weren't martyrs. Why were they canonized? They weren't necessarily even canonized because the Blessed Mother appeared for them. They are canonized for their heroic virtue, and we know that they are with God forever in heaven because of the miracles. But they knew, because I think at that time, with the culture, just living virtuously was probably pretty much was imbibed in the culture. And somewhat, I think that's been lost. So really what we've developed this is a response to a need that I've recognized that educators, teachers and parents, one, didn't really know how to teach their children about virtue. Oftentimes, people didn't even know, I know I need to be good, I need to do the right thing, but, how can I frame that? What does this particular virtue look like? Pretty much we can understand self-control. We know that you need to practice self-control, that you don't eat an entire large pizza.
Absolutely.
You have to have a little bit of moderation, something in that. But what does the virtue of circumspection look like? Well, you're kind of looking at me like, I don't really know, All right, so that's kind of that is a virtue that's related to prudence. And you're kind of looking at the circumstances, is this the right decision to make in this moment? So looking at the wealth of understanding of the virtues, the depth that really came, of course, we have St. Augustine, we have St. Thomas Aquinas, who's a great Dominican, who put together this as a part of the moral theology.
Sure.
So when I talk about education and virtue, I don't want us, some people to think, those listeners thinking, okay, well, that's just a curriculum. That doesn't apply to me. Mm-hmm. I look at it as it's a way of life. That's why I use the example of the Fatima children.
Sure.
That's why I use the example of holiness and saints, that it has to become a way of life that we want to be better. Bill, you didn't wake up this morning and say, how can I be devious today? Exactly. What do you do? What did you do this morning? You asked yourself what?
I got up. I said, I got to go to here. I got to get my teeth brushed. I got to, make my day a better day for myself and other people. I'm coming here to help, people publicize and and do my job.
Exactly. So you wanted to be better. You wanted to do something that was good. So the virtue is the habit of doing good. And you also mentioned another thing that you may not have thought about that has become a habit for you. And I'm glad to know that you do brush your teeth, okay? You know,
I shower too.
See? Okay, so those are just good things that you do that become a habit. So virtue, very simply, is the habit of doing good, you know. So this is what we want to do. We want to, you know, this is Young Catholics Respond, you know. Okay, so my challenge, you know, Young Catholics, how do we respond? How can we change this culture and raise up the next generation that desires goodness, you know?
Yes.
You know, and so the way you can learn about that is you need to be educated in it. And I've got the resources to help that make that a lot easier for you.
Absolutely. This sounds like a wonderful program. It sounds like a really practical program.
It is. It's very practical.
You know, because a lot of times we think about virtue and we think about, you know, wisdom. We think, oh, this is something for the clouds. But practical practices you can put into your daily life is a really good thing. So tell me, you just mentioned about young people. So what grade levels is the program for, or is it something that any age in life can come to understand?
I would say, if when I think about what we developed, it's because we used pictures and real simple phrases. And you know what? I'll tell you this. It's all a lot. It's from as soon as a person can look at a picture book. So if they're 2 or 3 years old, I could tell you there's one example of a mom who had the cards that we had, and there's a picture when we talk about the virtue of affability, and it shows a young person, an example of somebody waving. So she was out at the grocery store with her children, and she noticed that this other woman was looking back to her youngest daughter, who was in a stroller, and she's just waving back to her. And she got home, and she's like, you know, how did you know to do that? And she just went over and just pointed. She didn't really have the words, but she pointed to the picture. So she learned that just by looking at the picture. So that's what we've done. We've come up with these real practical resources that you see it illustrated for you, you know, that you can show it. So you could have grandparents can be teaching their grandchildren, you know, when they can come over, you know, before, you know, you don't need to eat all the homemade cookies, you know, let's take two, you know, or something, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. I wish my grandmother had those probably when I was younger. But sure. So what kind of, you know, you mentioned picture materials and things like that. But, you know, what have you created for folks to take this program and make it live through an amazing breadth of materials?
That's excellent. You know, I think because it could be pretty overwhelming to think about it. So I kind of put it in three buckets just to kind of give you an analogy. So we talk about learn, live, and witness. So learn is just getting the words down, the vocabulary words. It's kind of like, you know, in math, you know, your first thing you had to do is you had to learn addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. You got to get those math facts down, okay?
Yep.
All right, so here you just got to get the words down. You got to understand it. You got to figure out how to live it. You know, then when you got that down, so you move to the live. How can you live the virtuous life? Why would we want to do that as baptized Christians? You know, who are we going to look to? We're going to look to the person who has all the virtues in his being, the person of Jesus Christ. And one thing that I, in my experience and being involved in education and being around young people, and again, Young Catholics Respond to this, but the importance of Lectio Divina, to read the Word of God.
Absolutely.
So I put together a book called Life of Christ, Lectio Divina Journal, that has scripture passages that you could read, and then I put artwork with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I integrated the virtues with the questions, so that as you read the Word of God, because we have to know the person of Jesus Christ if we want to live. So that, excuse me, we go learn, live, witness. So to learn from Jesus, the Master, how to live a virtuous life, how to live as a disciple of Christ, how to live the good life. How can we make a difference in the culture? And then once you come to know Jesus Christ, just like what you're doing now, you know, you're gonna take off and you're gonna go do something else later today. Why? You want to be a witness.
Yep.
You want to be a witness. Once you know Jesus Christ, you love him, you want to be a witness. And it's not that we need to be, you know, on the street corners, you know, Bible thumping or something like that.
Right.
It's how we live. It's and how's it we live? We live virtuously.
Right, we live virtuously, and that is the witness.
Exactly.
And that's beautiful. This is a wonderful conversation, sister. Thank you so much for joining me here and being with me. This is just absolutely great. We're going to have to take just a short little break here on the radio. You're listening to the voice of Sister Janet Dominic. She is one of the four original co-foundresses of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. And we're going to be right back after this short break to talk with her more. So stay tuned here to Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio.
For nearly 500 years, the people of Mexico have taken advantage of a promise made by the Queen of Heaven. In the year 1531, Our Lady appeared to a humble Aztec Indian and revealed herself to be the mother of the one true God. Telling Saint Juan Diego that she desired a temple to be built in her honor, she promised that she would help all those who appealed to her motherly love and protection. To seal this promise, our Blessed Mother left an image of herself that has been miraculously preserved and can be seen by all who visit the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Our Lady is not a liar. For nearly five centuries, millions of people from throughout Mexico have made pilgrimages to the shrine, either seeking Our Lady's help or thanking her for a petition granted. Today, more than ever, she is ready to help you or any of her children who seek her assistance. To learn more about how you can visit this remarkable shrine and bring your own petitions to Our Blessed Mother, please visit vivaguadalupe.org.
This is Martha Fernandez Sardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by rememberyouareloved.com. There are several obstacles to love that I want you to be aware of. If you do not have a good relationship with God, it is likely that you will not receive the love of God the way that He intends to give it to you. If you have a limited knowledge of God and you do not know Him as a merciful, compassionate, close, personal God who wishes to accompany you on earth and have you with Him for all eternity, or if you conceive of God as harsh, judgmental, rigid, you are surely not going to receive the love, the tender, merciful love of God. Or if you have a wrong image of yourself, if you do not see what God sees when He looks at you, you will not receive the love of God. You will not see that He smiles upon you and sees that you are very good. And thirdly, if you are busy, it is unlikely that you will receive the fullness of God's love. So slow down, get to know yourself, get to know God. For more on love, find us at facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Now back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond. Today my guest is Sister John Dominic. She is one of the four original co-foundresses of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. And we're having a wonderful conversation with her. We started talking a little bit about her virtue program. We're going to transition over into the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, the Dominican sisters that are currently celebrating their 20th anniversary of their founding of the community. And you have a lot of special things going on.
That's right.
So let's talk about a little bit about that. First, the book, Mary's Yes Continues, on vocations.
So, yes, Mary's Yes Continues is really just one thing I think when we talk about this, even maybe this generation or even the time in the culture is trying to understand, you know, what is religious life? You know, it's a little bit more than Sister Act, even though that was kind of a fun movie, you know, to see. Or actually, you know, this Young Catholics Respond generation may have to go back and, you know, I can find it, on Hulu or something that's like a classic, you know. But to understand, you know, what's the theology of religious life? What does it mean to be a sister, you know, mm-hmm. We take the vows of poverty, chastity, obedience, you know, and so we spend a part of the book, and I think really this came out of Sister Joseph Andrew, who's our vocation directress, really in talking and working with young women as she goes to colleges, campuses, and everything. It was the questions that she would get. So, you know, it's let's put a book out there so people can read and understand and to pray about it. So the first part of it is an understanding about religious life. The one part of the section, which is really a lot of fun, it's a really fun thing to read. It's a number of the sisters have put together their own journey, like one of them was sold used cars in the Bronx, you know, and then how did she come to understand if she was called to religious life, to the special, beautiful life of being a bride of Christ, you know. Mm-hmm. And so there's all these different examples of the different sisters' stories, how their families reacted, the struggles they faced and things. And then there's other endorsements by people, you know, just talking about it. And even though it was put out by our community, the Dominican Sisters of Mary, mm-hmm. Mother of the Eucharist, you know, we have a broad understanding that, you know, that young people may be called, you know, the missionaries of charity, the Daughters of St. Paul, the Little Sisters of the Poor. You know that when you see, you know, what you have a natural desire to do, it may coincide whatever the apostolate of the religious community may be. You know, sure. I'm an educator. I wouldn't necessarily be, I could work in a soup kitchen, but that may not be mm-hmm. as natural to me as it would as a missionary of charity, or to care the beautiful work that the Little Sisters of the Poor do. So mm-hmm. you have to kind of know yourself to be able to understand. So that's really the reason, the kind of the mission behind the book. And Mary's yes continues. So we look to the Blessed Mother, how she said yes. When we say yes to God, you know, great things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And as you were talking and highlighting there, there's different charisms of the orders, right?
Right, exactly.
And choosing one is about choosing where your heart is in Christ and how he created you to be.
Right.
That's very, very cool. So, yeah, definitely check out the book, Young Ladies and Men, I guess. Mary's Yes Continues. So let's also talk about you created a cinematic miniseries on the Education and Virtue program, which recently aired on EWTN. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Certainly. As we were talking earlier about Education and Virtue, it's very broad. You know, there's a lot of resources, you know, educators, you know, what's going to be in the classroom, you know, what can be practical for homeschooling parents, what could be for a personal growth that may be. So when I was looking at everything that was there, I thought there's a way we need to kind of pull all this together and provide a visual for people. Mm-hmm. And so it's a total of 8 segments. The segments are about 12 minutes each, so that's just about as long as everyone's attention span, you know. and it covers, you know, how to educate in virtue. Bishop Olmsted gives a teaching on virtue. Bishop Boyer, we have Mr. Tom Monahan. I'll let people, you know, kind of be, you may want to look at it. There's a great shot going over the University of Michigan Stadium that we have. We have the drone going over.
Cool.
And that ties together a great example of why you want to live a virtuous life. So I'll let you all tune in when EWTN re-airs that. Or if you're interested and you're like, oh, I really want to see that miniseries, you can find the DVD on our website, educationandvirtue.com.
Educationandvirtue.com. That sounds a lot of fun. And, of course, EWTN probably also carries it.
Yeah, correct. It is. Yep. It's in the book and the religious catalog.
Religious catalog. Very cool. So lastly, let's talk a little bit about this beautiful new Christmas CD, which I think I've heard, believe it or not. Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, Christmas with the Dominican Sisters of Mary. And it's going to come out in October in conjunction with the De Montfort Music and Sony Worldwide. Can you tell us a little bit about this CD and where it was recorded?
It was recorded in our chapel in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's just the sound. And so the sisters are playing the instruments. We have a small choir. That is not my gift, so I'm not a part of it. But I'm certainly happy to talk about it. And for 3 days, they sing in the middle of July, or no, actually, I think maybe June or July. I think they were recording it. They were singing Christmas carols, and part of the house got transformed into Christmas. But this will be coming out in October, and I've heard a little bit of it, and I got to say, I grew up around the music business. My mom worked in the country music business in Nashville, Tennessee, so I heard lots of different types of music growing up. Mm-hmm. And this, what I heard so far, is really beautiful, and it's really just the gift, the God-given gifts that these sisters have been given, and I think it'll be played for years, but it'll be a great way to bring people, to draw people into the beauty of what really the Christmas season is all about.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. I want to maybe wrap up with you, sister, just talking a little bit about the order and just how people you know, I can maybe think about discernment process. You know, a lot of young women may be listening to this, and if they hearing you talk with such great joy and passion about being a religious sister, in what ways can they learn more about your order?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. And and if you look on our website, sistersofmary.org, we also have a Facebook page. We have retreats three times a year. And don't worry, if you decide to come, you're not going to be like the only person there with a bunch of sisters around you. Okay, you're going to get lost in the crowd. There's at least 150 up to 180 young women that come from all over the United States, from universities, from colleges. The sisters just drive the 15 passenger vans to the airport, and we pick up tons of people. We bring them back. They drive from all over. It's 24 hours, so you don't have to give up too much time. Mm-hmm. We bring in a priest. You have all-night Eucharistic adoration,
wow,
time to go to confession. You know, you can go to confession and leave, and that priest will never see you again, you know. But you have a little bit of exposure to religious life, other young women that may be thinking about it. Those are great opportunities to come. So sistersofmary.org, you can check out the website. That's a great place to start. Or if you're really seriously thinking about it, you know, be brave, go on that site and look for the vocation assistant, and someone can contact you and give you a little bit more information about our community. And again, you know, it's not like you have to come and just be a Sister of Mary. We send people to contemplative communities if they feel called to another one. We help in that process, because the most important thing is that you do what God's will is, because in God's will, that's your happiness, and that's all we desire for you, is your happiness and your holiness.
That's so great and so wonderful to hear. Sister, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your witness and your vocation. It's always nice to see a habit walking around here at the Catholic Marketing Network.
Thank you, Bill. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about this program or Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit patchworkheart.org. That's patchworkheart.org. Or email info@patchworkheart.org. Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe.
Faith comes from what is heard. And what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. Experience truth and life today and download it on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com. We'll be right back.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Powerful and healing.